Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
It is Heart to Heart. I'm Sibongile Mofokeng and I'm with you up until 3 o'clock. Lord, we love you. Hey, we love the Lord of Lords and the King of Kings. It feels like Friday. But it has been feeling like Friday, ever since we started right here on Heart to Heart. Mara, God is so good. And that is DJ Spelete featuring Andy Dempanza. Lord, okay, the title of the song is not Lord, I Love You. It's I Really Do. It's I Really Do. And I can see family members going like, yeah, boy, it's a Friday. It's a Friday. It was a Friday. It is a beautiful one. 15 minutes it is, just after 2, and I'm excited at this moment in time to be talking to Mamela. Lalela, Mamela. Hi, Mamela, how are you?
Good afternoon, how are you?
I'm blessed, and how are you?
I'm blessed and highly favored.
Chebo. Chebo, it's a Friday. Hallelujah. Yeah. Somebody say yeah.
Bless the Lord.
Oh, you know, it's a Friday. Are you good?
Yeah, by the grace of God, I'm good. And I'm excited to be here.
Uh-huh.
And thank you so much. Thank you so much for giving me this platform to talk to the listeners, to talk to you. I'm really, really excited.
Hi, Kiabona, man. Mamela is like, no, I'm good. You're on a Sunday mood. Whereas it's a Friday. We're on the weekend break. So Mamela, yesterday as I was talking to you, I'm like, what a rope. We got to know this. We know there is Molefi Mopelwa. Who is who? Who is Mamela? Who is Molefi?
Molefi is a child of God who is born again, not born against.
Mm-hmm.
I've been a child of God for over 20 years now. I've walked with God, and I've seen the goodness of the Lord in my life. I've seen the, even though one had to go through challenges, but it was good that I was afflicted. Today I'm able to stand and talk about the goodness of the Lord, encouraging people that no matter what you come across in life, God will never leave you nor forsake you. And then Umalela is just a character. It's a stage name. It's a stage name, honestly.
How did it come about? How did it come? What was happening so that you would even get the name Mamela?
Okay. The church I used to attend to under Pastor Ogechi, some Nigerian guy.
Yeah.
I was doing a church. I was doing praise and worship every Sunday.
Yeah.
So most of the time when I would do, especially when I would do worship, God would drop a scripture, and I would all of a sudden say, Mamela, the Bible says in the book of 2 Kings. Yes. Yes.
Then that was your name, Mamela.
Yes. So it happened. It just happened automatically.
Yeah.
God would give me a scripture when I'm on stage, and I say, Mamela, the Bible says in the book of 2 Kings, blah 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 blah.
Yeah.
And one Sunday, the pastor said to the congregation, guys, are you aware that this guy, when he gets on stage,
he says Mamela.
On stage, he would say Mamela. And people said, yeah, man. And then he said, my friend, from today you're Mamela. I'm calling you Mamela.
Wow, Mamela, that's an interesting one. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, so everybody started calling me Mamela at church. They even forgot my name. Hey, Mamela, come here. Mamela, the pastor is looking for you. Mamela, come, you do this and that. So that's how the Mamela name came about.
Wow. So you've worked with giants. You say you have over 20 years with the relationship with Christ. But in 2008, you joined the Spirit of Praise. How was that like for you, working with all these giants?
To be quite honest, I got along in 2008. Long before I joined the Spirit of Praise, I had a group. We used to call ourselves, believe it or not, we did secular songs. Mm. And not only that, I also worked with the late Vuyo Mkwena on his project, Njalo. We were launching that album, Njalo Ho, in town. Mm. And I also worked with the late Lundi Gamara as doing paintings for him. Mm. So it's that, yeah, so... When I joined the Spirit of Praise, it was amazing. The experience was something else because when they called me, Usipho called me for AMA auditions, and I went there. When I got there, I found Keke was the one doing the auditions and other artists about the professor was one
of them.
Yes. And then Keke saw me and he said, "Mhots, come, Armamel. You are part of this one. I'm taking you. Mara, no, I need you to do the audition. That's for formalities. But Ara also now, whether you do auditions for me or not, I'm taking you." So I did it for the formalities, just for people to say, "Baskar, I only did the favor." So that's how I got into Spirit of Praise. And it was a good experience because we learned a lot of things. One of the things that I've learned in particular is you need to build your character when you speak about God. Let people see God in you, and also discipline. Because I mean, especially when the bishop came in, Benjamin Dube, that man is disciplined. That man would make sure. Before we do anything, we start praying, we start reading the word, and you understand? Because sometimes you get to the industry with people.
Hold it right there. I'm still coming to what you found in the industry, But now, here you are. You are now working with these big people. Did you even see yourself there? Before, because you were doing secular.
I did see myself on this platform and even beyond. And even today, I still want to go far than where I am right now.
So yes, why were you doing secular? At that time, didn't you have a relationship with Christ at that time? Oh, you did had a relationship, but you thought,
I mean, you see, when we do these things, remember, Ochi, some of us, Masia Eskoloi, we went to school so that we did music so that umculo was pilis, not gospel, it's pilis, but umculo. So for me, it was an opportunity, Ochi, not but because I've got a talent, why do I have to limit myself only into gospel? Yet I can do Ama love songs. So I felt that a talent is a talent. As long as it will bring money on the table, you know, it's okay. but later on, one of the reasons why I left secular, it is because of the relationship I have with God and also understanding who I was or who I am in Him. And knowing that what I'm doing right now is much more bigger than you think because I had discovered Some other day, I went to another church. I was invited to come and minister. And as I ministered, I remember I sang, Yiwalawa, Zichachele.
Amanda
Gachehovah.
Yeah.
And Mansiga La Piana, Umfundi Siazana Minanai. And then he said to me, man of God, and he was about to preach. And then he said, man of God, the Holy Spirit tells me that I should ask you to come and do at least one song before I minister. There's something that he needs to do through your ministry has blessed me, blah, 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 blah. Then, okay, it was unplanned. I went there. He did not even know that I'm coming. So I surprised him. So Mangfiga, he saw me and he was like, hey, here's this guy. And then he called me on stage. I sang that song. I sang that one song only. Mm. And as I was singing that song, two girls, in fact, demons manifested. There were two girls.
Who
One of them, she was initiated into marine spirit. So when the pastor explained that she was half human and half fish, so I sang demon manifested, and that's when I realized that no, this is too deep.
And then so you realized the calling of the Lord upon your life.
Yes,
that time you were just singing. You went there to just sing. Auntie, there's more to it than...
So it's not something that I cannot take, that I can take light and say, I'm just singing because there's a voice. Okay. I'm singing because I love it.
Okay.
I'm singing because there's ministry in it.
All right. Let's just take the very same song you just sang right now. Coming there from Pastor Benjamin Dube, Yiwolawa.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, a companion for those who need encouragement. Listen to us on our app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
The search continues for top quality South African Christian music. If you are a new artist or releasing a new CD, then send it to Radio Pulpit. For more information, please visit the Radio Pulpit website. That's www.radiopulpit.co.za. Or phone us during office hours, 012-334-1200. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
Add your voice to ours. We want to hear from you. Contact us at gospel@radiopulpit.co.za or send a WhatsApp to 082-657-2729. Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
Pastor Benjamin Dube, Bishop Benjamin Dube, Yiwolawa. 30 minutes it is, just after 2. We are getting close and personal with Mamela, who is not just a recording artist, but a worshiper of note. And this is a calling to him. What are some of the challenges that you met in the music industry as when you're coming in? Because Pelawena, you are just a worshiper. You just want to worship the Lord. You're coming in. This is a calling. I'm going to sing. People will be healed, delivered, restored. And then what did you come against in the music industry? Did you find it like that?
To be quite honest, the challenges that I came across, you must understand that when God has called you, when the hand of God is resting on you, or rather the finger of God is pointing at you, the enemy will fight tooth and nail, making sure that you do not reach where you need to go.
Mm.
I'm saying this because shortly after, remember I talked about my background,
yes, yes.
Yeah, those three groups, the Lundi and
Vuyo Mukwena.
Mm-hmm. Yes, I remember one weekend. I was also in Mthunzi, I think the first week it was me and believe it or not, the second week it was Lundi. I was on Selma Tunzi again with Lundi. The third week, I was with Vuyo again on Selma Tunzi. On that particular Saturday, to be specific, I couldn't sleep. I couldn't sleep because there was a ekhaya eRomini. So on that particular night, as I was looking at night, I think about 2 or 3 in the morning, there was something. That was moving on top of the roof in the 3 times. My mover, like those in the element, I tried to wake up and pray. I couldn't. But at the same time, I could hear dogs barking. So I'm trying to wake up and pray. I can't. This thing, it moved across the room. So my mover, he moved 3 times and then yes. Except my vuga, there was a footprint on Yalem Toleo behind the Amarum, because this was a place there. On that particular day, my career went down. Everything was shut up.
Hmm.
I couldn't make a 1,000 rand in the industry. Doors were closed for me. Even the people that I was close to, people like Abu Omega, Abu KK, Abu Banban, when I called them, like, I experienced a lot of rejection everywhere I went. So I asked myself, Uchi, what could this be? Why me? And then, as I was continuing serving the Lord, and then I understood, the thing that God has deposited in me is bigger than what I think. So, kunabantu, or rather the enemy will make sure, Uchi, I don't get to where I need to be.
Mm.
Yeah. So those formula, those are the challenges that I went through. And none of you people, when you go to an event, you call man or somebody with them and osbambano corner, tell the item, and people will say no, not today. Kwaman just funa osbamban.
So
and that thing
to you,
yeah, small.
So to you. Was this not an attack to your ministry, to what you've been called to do? Okay, and the Lord brought you back. So I'm talking to you today. How did you continue to move forward? Because when people are hit by rejection and all, sometimes it's very hard to stand back. I mean, to stand again. But how did you manage to stand now?
Honestly enough, I had to go down on my knees. The only thing that made me to survive is prayer, nothing else.
Yeah.
I had to encourage myself that I will rise again.
Mm.
I had to speak to myself. I had to speak to my situation, and I had to be closer to God on a daily basis.
Mm.
This cannot die.
Yeah.
I need to come back. I need to come back because there are people that need that are connected to me. By the way, I need to help through this.
Mm.
I don't know who.
Mm.
And that means if this thing dies, those who are following me, that I am supposed to lift them up spiritually.
Mm.
Who's gonna do it if I won't reach where you've destiny to go, you understand?
Yeah.
So I had to encourage myself. I had to go on my knees and ask God to deliver me and ask God to lift me up. This needs to be done.
Okay.
I leave it up to you.
But here we are. Praise the Lord to that.
Yeah.
So you have a song called Uyingwele. Tell us about this one.
Uyingwele. honestly, for me, the Bible says those that worship him, or those that worship God, must worship in truth and in spirit.
Mm-hmm.
And my question is, how do you speak about the holiness of God when you live recklessly? Mm. As a child of God, whether we like it or not, holiness it's a prerequisite. It's something that is mandated. We are human beings. We falter at some stage, but at least let us strive to live a holy life. Because you talk about the holiness of God, and yes, you had unentuzembi. You want to talk about God, and yet you have this unforgiveness thing in you. You hate people. You don't want to forgive. You don't want to understand. So, well, for me, simply means that as much as God is holy, we need to live at least try to be where he wants us to be in terms of righteousness and holiness.
All right. Let's listen to that one. So?
So that is my take on the song, holiness. The truth of the matter is, unkulunkulu uyingcwele, whether we like it or not.
All right.
And we have to acknowledge the fact that he is holy.
Let's take it to uyingcwele. Let's listen to that one by Mamela.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM. True, authentic Christian radio.
Imagine a place where young people can get answers to difficult questions, seek advice on issues that they struggle with, listen to uplifting music, and find relevant and godly content that can help them shape their identity. All this while also having fun in a safe space and environment. Well, the new I Am Youth website is just the place where you can find this and so much more. Go to iamyouth.co.za for an experience that will stay with you for life. I Am Youth. Life Explained.
This is Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit. Heart to Heart.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You're on Radio Pulpit, your daily companion. It is 16 minutes just before we say hello to Germany. Johan Els on something else. And do remember, he's with you up until 4 o'clock. And at 4 o'clock, it's Spectrum with Luko Mgwedi Puti. She's already somewhere in the building getting ready. Oh, Luko comes early, like born to prepare herself for Spectrum. So you are going to have a beautiful and a wonderful treat with Germany and Luko. And afterwards, it will be our young generation. So you will have the I Am Youth with you. You can't wait to have it all right here on 657 AM, and you can't miss out. Right now, I'm talking to Mamela, and we just had a song by Mamela Uyingcwele. How awesome, how beautiful it is that we would have worshippers in the house of the Lord, just worshipping the Father in spirit and in truth. And so, testimonies, you have seen God doing this. How do you then continue in your ministry as a worshipper to make sure that you do not miss God, you are not big-headed? I mean, if you share platforms with Bolundi, you share platforms Libondade Vuyo, you Bishop Benjamin Dube, Zaza Mukheti, yo, khotsa makhala, yo, ay, o letsopala khala. So, Limahlang. Bo Andile B. Andile Bebulana. Yo. So how do you remain being a worshipper without growing like a big head to say, Bona, I know who I am? When I was talking to you yesterday, you were so, you received us so awesome as well, without us feeling like, yo, we are talking to a celebrity here. So how do you do all of that?
To be quite honest, I'm reminded of the fact that what I'm doing right now, it's not about me. Therefore, I cannot be big-headed. I refuse to be big-headed because this is not about me. It is about Christ, and people need to see Christ in me. People need to see Christ in our lives. So, the fact that he died for me, and the fact that he's always there when I go through hard times. How do I then become big headed? Because I do not do these things. He is the one who does all these things. Every time when I go through hell, I call him for assistance, because you know I was telling somebody the other day, Uchi, you see, when the enemy wants to destroy me, he must first destroy Christ. If he can defeat Christ, then he can defeat me. But if he cannot do anything to Christ, then he can't do anything to me. Therefore, everything that I do, I do it because I remember where I come from. I remember the things that he has done for me. I remember the storms that hit the mountain. So I cannot take all the credit. I cannot say it's all about me, because the truth of the matter, it's about Christ, not me.
So what are you currently busy with?
Currently, I'm preparing for a show. I think I've got a show in Kagiso at the Restoration Center on the 29th of November, and then next week I'll also be ministering at church FLN there, Apostle Louis Tau. For now, those are the two. But also around December, I'll be Matausen, go Murtiskate, Bishopsgate.
Okay, that is awesome. So if we are looking for your music, where do we find it? Which platforms?
I'm on Spotify, I'm on YouTube Music, I'm on Amazon, I'm on and Apple Music. I'm there. You can find me on almost TikTok. Also TikTok.
And all right. So what would you say to upcoming musicians, especially those who are coming from church, that are called into praise and leading God's people into praise and worship, and they want to come into the musical space? What advice would you give to them?
My advice to them is that stay grounded. Know who you are. Because the enemy will deal with you if you don't know who you are. And number two, don't allow anybody to discourage you, because you know who you are. If you know who you are in Christ, nothing will shake you. So stay grounded. I'm saying to them, let them stay grounded. Let them make sure that they read the word, they pray, so that God directs their path. So that they hear from God, because it's pointless doing something also that is anymore you are not part of. You understand? You sing about gospel, but you don't have a relationship with Him. So make sure that Christ becomes the center of everything that you do, so that even when the enemy comes, you are not shaken. So stay your ground. Stay, and especially prayer. Prayer is reading the word, reading the word and praying. I prefer, I like the midnight prayers because those, that's where I gain my strength. That's where I have a lot of time, especially 12 o'clock midnight up to 3 o'clock in the morning.
Wow.
Those are the crucial, those are the crucial time for me to spend Limudimu, because this is where I get closer to him. Because once you get closer to him, nothing will defeat you.
All right,
nothing will shake you. I promise you.
Thank you so much for talking to us, Mamela. May the Lord keep keeping you. May He open more doors for you as you minister and lead His people into praise and worship. And whenever you raise your voice, others do get healed. May He restore, and may He also heal. And others through your voice and uplift you. Thank you so much for the time that you have given unto us to talk to you and find out more about who you are. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you so much. Thank you so much for your time also, and also the listeners. Thank you. Let's keep on praying for one another. Let's keep on pushing, and continue to download and look, search for my song on all those platforms. You'll find it. Thank you. Thank you. Thank
God bless.
I love you all.
All righty then. Playing him out with the very same sounds of Vuyo Mokoena, Avuleka Mazulu.
Many people across South Africa are being blessed and encouraged by the Radio Pulpit devotional magazine, The Word for Today. This publication places the gospel of Jesus Christ in the hands of more than 100,000 people every day, inspiring every person, from the professional businessman to the needy person who lives on the streets. Each edition contains daily scripture-based devotionals and inspiring articles to help you grow spiritually. The booklet is given with the compliments of Radio Pulpit, but your donation, large or small, will help us to print the next edition and continue being the hope of the gospel to a world in desperate need. The Word for Today. Get yours today on 012-334-1200 or subscribe online at www.radiopulpit.co.za. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion.
A week of great jams. Plug in, feel the pulse on Heart to Heart with Sibongile Mofokeng on Radio Pulpit.
That is the late Vuyo Mokoena, Avuleka Mazulu, and that's why we say goodbye to Mamela. Do remember you can find him on all social media platforms, on Spotify, there. And yes, he says, let's keep praying for each other. Family, I'm signing out, and we say hello to Germany, Johan Elson, something else. And do enjoy the rest of our shows, Lekarna, Viekan, E, and Yone. And may the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ, the love of God, and the fellowship of our Lord Holy Spirit rest and abide with you now and forevermore. In Jesus' mighty name, amen and amen. Do remember, you are a victor and you're not a victim. I'm going to leave you with the sounds of Omega Kuno, Change My Heart. Bye-bye.
Radio Pulpit, 657 AM, your daily companion through thick and thin. Download our mobile app or visit radiopulpit.co.za.
Do you need prayer? Radio Pulpit, in collaboration with Need Pray, is ready to stand in prayer with you. Contact us today with your prayer request at 012-334-1222 or WhatsApp us on 067-429-7564. You can also visit us on radiopulpit.co.za for your online prayer request. We will faithfully pray with you.
Tune in to Radio Pulpit on 657 AM for reliable Christian talk radio at its best. Find your daily dose of Christ-centered motivation and encouragement on Radio Pulpit 657. Download our app now. Tune in to radiopulpit.co.za or find us on DSTV Audio 882 and OpenView 607. Radio Pulpit, your daily companion for more than 40 years, brings a relevant moral alternative to 400,000 listeners in a variety of South African languages. Follow us on Facebook, Instagram, and Twitter, and download our podcasts today.
You and 657 AM and Life. A winning team on the road to eternity.